Welcome to the Music Hall with Eddie Duchin, the King Cole Trio, Milana Miller, Russ Case and his orchestra, and your master of ceremonies, Jim Amici.
And here are the magic piano fingers of Eddie Duchin.
Wonderful, Eddie. By the way, how'd you happen to become a pianist?
By not listening to the great Paderewski.
By not listening to Paderewski?
Yes, he advised me to quit.
Pardon me. Why, it's Edward Everett Horton. Did I hear you say Edward Everett Horton?
Of course.
Oh, what a coincidence. That's my name, too.
Well, certainly it is. I'm Eddie Duchin.
Oh, no. Eddie Duchin? The magic fingers of radio?
That's right.
Well, I'm Eddie Horton, the mighty hangnail of Hollywood.
Say, Eddie, how do you like that room Duchin got you?
Ah! Don't you mention that room to me. Don't you mention it. I'd be better off sleeping in a telephone booth. Only I can't sleep in a telephone booth.
Why not?
Every time I close the door, the lights go on. And in that room that Duchin got for me, there's absolutely no ventilation.
Well, why didn't you speak to the landlady?
I did. I did so. I spoke to her. I said, madam, I'm Edward Everett Horton, the movie actor. Yeah. I have thousands of fans all over the country. I want more air.
Well, what did she say?
She told me to use one of my fans. You mean impertinence, that's what it was. And what a room. What a room. She calls it her gold room.
The gold room?
It's where she lost one of her fillings.
Where is this room, Eddie?
Jimmy, it's over there on 79th Street. Nice three-story building owned by a widow with a brownstone front. Her name is Mrs. Ella Mae Dinky.
Dinky?
Dinky.
Hallelujah.
Eddie Duchin. Eddie Duchin.
Yes?
Keep out of this. Keep out of it. It's all your fault.
But, Eddie, you're not mad at me, are you?
I'm not, eh? I'm not. I'm so mad I could put a banana in the refrigerator.
Gee, Jim, we have to help Eddie find a place to sleep. You know of any?
Well, why don't you ask Joe Lewis? He found a place for Billy Conn.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, that was a knockout.
Say, maybe Melana Miller can help. Melana?
What is it, Eddie?
Eddie Horton's in trouble. We've got to find him an apartment.
Oh, I know just how he feels. Why, last week I found a cute little bachelor apartment, but I couldn't move in.
Well, why not?
The bachelor wouldn't move out.
Say, here's the newspaper. Maybe there's something in the ad.
Let me see the paper. Oh, something. Oh, here's something interesting. Beautifully decorated, too.
Eddie, Stop looking at those bathing suit ads.
Well, what was I looking for?
Eddie, a famous personality like you should be able to get a room in any hotel, even the Waldorf Astoria. Why don't you call him up?
Well, why don't I? Why not? Of course, yes. Why don't I? Where's the phone?
Well, over there.
Thanks. Cement mixer. Putty. Cement mixer. Putty. Hello? Can you speak to the manager, please? Hello? Putty? the manager? Is Edward Everett Horton speaking? Oh. You saw my last picture? It did not. Now, how about a room? Oh, really? Double bed? Air conditioned? Southern exposure? Certainly. If I hear of such a room, I'll let you know. Oh, that poor fellow, he and I are in the same boat. But who wants to live in a boat?
Say, Eddie, I've been looking through these ads, and here's something that sounds perfect.
It is? Let me see. I'm getting discouraged. Look at that. Large, beautiful room in lovely home, available for single gentlemen, and here's the number. Oh, I'll call them up at once. Oh, here's my chance to leave Mrs. Dinky's room forever. Hello? About that room in the advertisement. Oh, fine. This is Edward Horton speaking. Well, right now, I'm living in a disreputable hole run by an old frump named Mrs. Dinky. Yes, she's a... Hello? Hello? Oh, dear. Oh, now I haven't got a room to live in at all.
What happened?
That was Mrs. Dinky.
Eddie, I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do to help.
You can, Melina. Sing to me.
Sing to you?
Sing something in B flat. I could certainly use a flat.
If I thought it was me, oh, how happy I'd be.
Just to know you could see something different in me. Where did you learn to love, my sweet?
And here's the King Cole Trio.
I guess I've got a hard mitt fooling around with chicks. 'Cause in that love department, I know all the latest tricks. Now I ran across a girl one day. She was sharp as a girl could be. And I wasn't surprised to hear her say that she really went for me. Said I was the best man who ever knocked on her door. She said I was the best man, the fella she waited for. She said I was the best man at dancing, and nobody can deny that when it came to romancing, I was the A-plus number one guy. But then she met my best friend and knocked him right off his pin. But still I was worried, 'cause the best man always wins. The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that I was best man in the end. Yes, I was the best man when she married my best friend. So don't you think you're best till you pass the test and you're wise to every trick. 'Cause you wind up as the best man while the other guy gets the chick.
I enjoyed that. I certainly did. But you played a number at the Zanzibar the other night that really did something to me.
I did?
Yes, it reminded me of my old girl, Matilda.
What song is that, Eddie?
Well, I don't know. It was sort of a song. It went kind of da, you know? I can't remember.
Well, how about this one?
Straighten up and fire right. Straighten up and fire right. Straighten up and fire right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
No, that's not it. Matilda didn't fly, and she wasn't exactly right.
Well, let's see if it's one of these.
Oh, I know that one. That's Alma.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Baby, ain't I good? I don't want french fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want frim fram sauce with the awesome.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's frim fram sauce. Oh, that reminds me of Matilda. Matt, that number of yours that I really like is Hit That Jive, Jack.
Well, all right, Jack, we're jiving.
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I want to dance down and see you, man. And I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time to time, wait for no man. And I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner, all for the jive. But you know that you're my boy, and I'll always give you five. Body, I lie. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I want to dance down and see you, man. And I ain't got time to shake your hand. Thank you. around the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you're my boy, I'll always give you five. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see you, man. I ain't got time.
Shake your hands, so once you put it in your pocket, till I get back. Hit that
jive, Jack. Very nice, man. Didn't you think so, Eddie? Oh, yes, yes. Very nice, yes. But of course, you realize, Eddie, there's a young man here tonight, a young man with a voice that has made millions of women swoon.
No kidding. Who is it?
It is I.
Eddie, I knew you had a pretty good voice, but...
Pretty good? What are you talking about, pretty good? You should have heard me in the opera, La Pizzeria del Destino.
Wait a minute, Eddie. What does that mean?
That's Italian, Eddie. That's Italian. That's Italian for shoe fly pie. I sang the part of shoe. Oh, and believe me, I just put my soul into it.
Eddie, I'd like to hear that voice of yours.
Would you really? Would you really?
Yeah, I really would.
I just love it, yes. Oh. What are we waiting for, Professor? One of those cross beats, would you? Oh, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup?
When she lays her egg.
With no egg cup beside her. With nothing at all to guide her. No one to tell her the egg jewel size. No matter how she begs. So, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup?
When she lays her egg.
That was very inspiring.
Thank you.
Just what type of voice would you say you have?
I wish I could decide, Eddie, but I can't make up my mind whether it's bass or baritone or laryngitis.
I think Eddie's voice has great possibilities. There's only one trouble.
What's that, Milena?
He sings from his head.
Well, where am I supposed to sing from? A big toe?
No, Eddie, you should try the great Italian system of bel canto. You start by imitating various sounds.
You see, Eddie, the theory is that if you can imitate, say, a cow or a trumpet, there's no reason why you can't imitate a beautiful voice.
Oh, my word, no. It can't be as simple as that.
Sure it is.
Well, here's my cow.
Oh, Eddie, you sounded exactly like a cow.
Oh, surprised me. Yes. And butter up 11 cents a pound. It's not bad, eh?
Why don't you try imitating a trumpet? That's closer to the human voice.
It would be fun, wouldn't it? Have we got any trumpets around here?
Sure, lots of them. Hey, Yank.
What'd you say his name was?
Yank.
Yank. Oh, that name goes very well with my imitation of a cow, doesn't it?
Yank, give Eddie an F sharp, will you? Ah. You're getting the idea, Eddie. Now do everything Yank does.
Oh, it's a cinch, it's a cinch. What are you going to do, Yank? What are you going to do? Go ahead.
All right, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're ready to imitate a human voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now open your lungs.
Uh-huh.
Now open your diaphragm. Mm-hmm. Now sing. Well, what's the matter?
I forgot to open my mouth.
Oh.
Milena, you show Eddie what you mean, and I'll help you out in the piano.
All right. Now, Eddie, do you know I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside?
Oh, not really. Oh, you better be careful, young lady. You'll drown.
Now, let's try T for two.
Okay. T for two and two for T. Eddie, aren't you following me?
Oh, I'm way ahead. I'm already slicing the lemon, yeah. T for two and two for tea.
Oh, Eddie, make it more romantic. It's not strong enough.
Well, I'm using an old tea bag, Eddie.
Oh, Well, I mean more romantic. You know, more romantic.
All right.
Tea for two and two for her tea.
No, Eddie.
And jelly
Eddie,
cake
Eddie.
For you at once.
Now, look, Eddie. Now it doesn't have enough meaning. It isn't tender enough.
It isn't?
No.
Yeah, put more cream in that tea.
More cream? All right.
Here's something that will soothe anybody. It's Melana Miller singing In the Moon Mist.
A few moments ago, I had a wonderful singing lesson. And just to show you how much I learned about my voice, I am going to keep quiet while Eddie Duchin, Melana Miller, and Russ Case do Can't Help Lovin' That Man.
That man of mine.
mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. And when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home.
Broadcast of the Music Hall has come to you from New York. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.